This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's top general says the military is committed to a transition to civilian rule in his first speech since brutal fighting started between his forces and its powerful paramilitary rival. Army Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan made the remarks in a video message released early Friday to mark Eid al-Fitr, the holiday at the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Meanwhile, in a virtual news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has been warning Americans for months to stay away from Sudan.
All the warnings that we have provided, there should be no expectation, particularly after all those warnings, not to go to Sudan and not to stay in Sudan. That the United States would be able to facilitate an evacuation.
An estimated 16,000 private U.S. citizens are registered with the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum, being in Sudan. The U.S. will start training Ukrainian forces in coming weeks on how to use and maintain Abrams tanks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is speeding the effort to get the tanks on the front lines, and he's confident the Abrams can help in the Russia fight.
Put Ukraine's forces in a position to continue to succeed on the battlefield.
The training will happen in Germany, where Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley met with defense leaders from around the world to coordinate more weapons deliveries to Ukraine. The tanks that will arrive next month are the training version. 31 others are being refitted for combat, and once they arrive.
There is no silver bullet in this case, but I do think the M1 tank, when it's delivered and it reaches its operational capability, that it'll be very effective on the battlefield.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A former Marine who helped smuggle drugs for years from Mexico into the U.S. and even tried to get a song written about his exploits has been sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. 26-year-old Roberto Salazar II of San Diego was sentenced Friday for importing fentanyl and for conspiracy to distribute heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and fentanyl. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on how long the current U.S. Supreme Court ruling might help an abortion drug available or keep it available.
The challenge to mifepristone is the first abortion controversy to reach the nation's highest court since its conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade 10 months ago and allowed more than a dozen states to effectively ban abortion outright. The court's actions will likely leave access to mifepristone unchanged into at least next year as legal appeals play out, including a potential appeal to the Supreme Court. President Joe Biden praised the high court for keeping the mifepristone available while the court fight continues.
That is AP's Lisa Dwyer reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order that would create the White House Office of Environmental Justice. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The White House says the Democratic administration wants to ensure poverty, race, and ethnic status don't lead to worse exposure to pollution and environmental harm.
Environmental justice will be the mission of the entire government, woven directly into how we work with state, local, tribal, and territorial governments.
President Biden also wants to draw a contrast between his agenda and that of Republicans. GOP lawmakers have called for less regulation of oil production to lower energy prices. The Biden administration says the GOP's policies would surrender the renewable energy sector to the Chinese. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North Korea's foreign minister has called the group of seven wealthy democracies a tool for ensuring the U.S. hegemony as she lambasted the group's recent call for North denuclearization. The top diplomat from G7 nations Tuesday had condemned the North's recent ballistic missile test and reiterated their commitment to the goal of North Korea's denuclearization. North Korean Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said the G7 was a handful of egoist countries that don't represent the global community. President Joe Biden will formally announce his 2024 re-election campaign as soon as next week. That's according to three people who have been briefed on the discussions and spoke to the Associated Press. Biden has repeatedly said he intends to run for a second term, but advisors say he felt little need to jump into campaigning. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.